A Czech high-tech and software engineering company known as Quanti, together with a British firm DeLion, have created a new virtual reality set capable of rivaling existing commercial sets like Oculus Rift, released earlier in 2016. Representatives presented the headset in London this week, with Czech radio reporting that consumer and investor interest was high. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The idea of virtual reality headsets has been around for a long time, but only now that the technology has caught up has a revolution gotten underway. The website The Verge recently reported on headsets already released or soon to be available, from the Oculus Rift to Sony PlayStation VR, HTC's Vive or Valve, products running on the basis of strong external computers or game consoles, offering sophisticated features in terms of, quote, motion tracking, high-resolution screens, and the best graphics possible. Today's options are in baby steps compared, for example, to limitless VR platforms outlined in Fiction 30 years ago by novelist William Gibson in Neuromancer, or more recently by Ernest Cline in his 2011 novel Ready Player One. But as with everything in high-tech, broader possibilities can't be too far off. Even if now price-wise headsets are too costly to really be more than for early adopters, that won't always be the case. The Czech firm Quanti, together with DeLion UK, through the Czech government agency CzechTrade, seeing the potential, joined to make their own headset called the Infinitus Prime a reality. Quanti CEO Marek Polčák told Czech Radio more about the product.
Jedná se o headset, to znamená zařízení, které si dáme na hlavu.
It is a headset, meaning it has a head-mounted display. There are special lenses which focus so that the user catches the whole display in front of them. It is a display with high resolution, which is able to visualize any kind of environment. When you use the headset, you find yourself in virtual space.
The goal of such hardware is to create a virtual 3D environment without boundaries, for example, the frame of a TV screen or tablet, but an area in which you are fully immersed. Development of the VR design has so far come to $1 million, with another $6 million set aside under the newly founded firm Infinitus Global. Some 30,000 people tested the Infinitus Prime so far. The resolution of headsets, it should be noted, varies. The Oculus Rift, for example, boasts 2160 by 1200, while the Prime, as reported, 5120 by 1440. And of course, the applications of VR will extend far beyond gaming. There are potential uses in education, healthcare, aerospace, and other industries, to name a few. Marek Polčák revealed that a Japanese university was one of the first customers to express an interest. He explained one of the reasons.
Schools are offering streaming video, which students can access at home to visit lectures and have a look. This technology puts us there so that you can look all around. If the teacher is presenting something physical, you can focus on it. You can watch and see in the surrounding space.
According to Polčák, the biggest VR boom is taking place now in the United States, with Europe experiencing a lag of 2 or 3 years behind.